Hello, welcome back to the Greek God Podcast. Today we have Dionysus here to talk about himself and his followers.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing great. So tell me about your family.
Well, I'm the son of Zeus. My mother's name is Semele. As you know, my father is the god of the sky and thunder, and my mother is a princess of Thebes. My mom unfortunately died when she was pregnant with me. Hera got a bit jealous of Zeus, and unfortunately she got struck by one of Zeus's lightning bolts, and yeah, that was the end for her.
That's so sad. So how were you born?
Well, since my mom died when I was still in her womb, Zeus had to take me out of her womb and sew me to his thigh, where that was where I was born. It's kind of weird.
So are you a god or not? Because you have a mortal mother.
Well, I do indeed have a mortal mother, but since she died when I was still in the womb and Zeus had to sew me to his thigh, I'm considered a god since I was born from a god. Even though it was a guy, I was still technically born from a god. I'm one of the two gods to be born from a mortal mother, the other one being Hercules, who is a god because he was brought up to Olympus.
As a god, what are you known for?
Well, I'm most widely known for being the god of wine, because wine is awesome. But I'm also the god of art and vegetation. Mostly, I am worshipped as a fertility god, though, but wine is still a big part of me.
So then why are you called the god of wine?
Well, I taught people about grapes, and I taught them about how to make wine.
Speaking of wine, our sponsor today is KC Wine Co. KC Wine Co. is a barrel room in a beautiful vineyard. There's no admissions fee and no reservation required. Come on December 10th through 11th for KC Winter Wonderland. Click the link in the description and use the promo code Dionysus, that's spelled D-I-O-N-Y-S-U-S, for 25% off your next order. Hope to see you there.
Hey, I made that stuff.
I bet you did. Do you have any other cool stories to tell?
Well, I have one interesting small one. Just a little bit, though. So when I was a young boy, I needed a way to get to the island of Naxos. So I asked some pirates for a ride, which was a terrible idea, by the way. Don't do that. Which they agreed, but they were actually trying to kidnap me. They believed I belonged to a rich family, and they could, like, ransom my parents for money. Not fun. So they tied me up in ropes, but since I'm just so powerful, the ropes just kept falling off of me. At that point, the group was getting a bit suspicious of who I really was, and they told the captain to stop messing with me because they were worried that something might happen. But the captain refused, still thinking he could get money out of me, and he kept trying to tie me up. So at that point, I just made wine to begin to flow from the ship, and ivy began to grow around the poles. Then I turned into a lion, and then a bear appeared on the deck of the ship. Then I seized the captain and I tore him apart. The sailors were horrified and they jumped into the sea and they all turned into dolphins. In the end, I got to my island, but not in the way I expected.
Wow. That is a lot to take in.
I know, right?
So I heard you have a cult.
Well, I mean, kind of. I have a group of followers that I taught how to make wine. And it just kind of slowly turned into a cult. They began to start worshiping me, making sacrifices. They would drink, dance, they get drunk, and they think I'd empower them when they get drunk. It was kind of weird.
Very interesting.
Oh, and I also have these followers called the Manidi, who are just women who dance and drink around me. Manidi stands for mad woman, so that makes sense.
This final segment of the podcast is sponsored by Dry Farm Wine. They have the most spectacular wine, maybe even better than KC Wine Co. Don't tell them I said that. They have a very wide selection that you can choose from whites to reds to rosé and even sparkling. To get 50% off your next order, use the code GREEKGOD, that's GREEKGOD, all one word, to get 50% off your next order. Well, I think we're out of time. Thank you, Dionysus, for coming to talk to us.
You are very welcome. I had a wonderful time. Thank you for having me. Please invite me back some other time.
Well, folks, That was a great interview. Stay tuned for next week's podcast.
Woo!